one of the messages that we heard last year when there was a campaign to legalize recreational marijuana in Michigan. And it passed, by the way, but opponents were saying, you know, the kids are going to start smoking pot if it's legalized. Well, it turns out that's not necessarily true. There's a new study that shows that in states where pot is legalized, kids are not turning to pot. Jim Ryan from ABC News is online to shed a little bit more light on this. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. This isn't necessarily showing a direct link or causation between legalization of marijuana and a drop in teen usage of the stuff, but it does show that there seems to be this at least coincidence going on. This research goes way back to 1993. In that time, in the 24 years since then, from 1993 to 2017, more than 1.4 million high school students were asked about their marijuana usage. This is part of the CDC's Youth Risk Behavior Survey that's done every year. And it found that, and they've got this additional overlay now, of course, Paul, showing in states where marijuana was first made legal medically, there was really no great change in teen use of marijuana. But now in places where it's been made recreationally legal in those 11 states, they're finding that the numbers are dropping off somewhat, something like 8% on average, teen use in those places where the marijuana is legal recreationally. There are a lot of theories about why that might be. One of them being, one that seems to make some sense, is that in those states, you have to walk into a dispensary, you have to show your ID to show that you're old enough to buy marijuana, and then walk out with your purchase. A little more difficult, and it does involve proving your age as opposed to walking up to a street dealer or someone, you know, some friend of yours in high school, Paul.
That's a good point. And this did take researchers by surprise, didn't it?
It did, yeah. I think they went over these numbers over and over again, wondering whether they had the right findings here. And finally, they have published that this week in the JAMA Pediatrics, the Journal of the American Medical Association Pediatrics Journal. So, yeah, they're fairly confident in these numbers. Now comes the why, exactly trying to determine what's behind these numbers, Paul.
It'll be interesting to see if other states that try to legalize marijuana from here on out use this study. You know, the proponents of legalizing marijuana to say, hey, look, this is actually better for kids than not.
Well, I suspect they will, you know, and I imagine they use every tool in their toolbox, as do the opponents of
right.
legalization of marijuana. They're going to find counter arguments for that. But increasingly, it looks as those states are going in that direction, including Michigan.
Very interesting. Jim, we appreciate the insight. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye now.